This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, here's Mary Dixon.
We've made the turkey stock, found the cranberry sauce we left chilling in the garage during Thanksgiving dinner, and are heading back to work so we can boot up and go shopping. Retailers report a strong weekend of holiday sales in brick-and-mortar stores and online. Adobe Digital Insights analysts expect today's Cyber Monday shopping to hit a record $6.6 billion. The FBI reports more than 200,000 background check requests for gun purchases, a record following Black Friday. Police in Country Club Hills will be on patrol at Hillcrest High School today. They're investigating a threat against the school posted on Facebook. Authorities say so far there's no evidence that it's credible. Candidates for political office in Illinois can start filing their nominating petitions today. It's the first step toward getting their names on the spring primary ballot. Senator Al Franken says he's embarrassed and ashamed by four women's allegations of sexual misconduct, but he doesn't plan to quit. Another congressional Democrat, John Conyers, has stepped down from his leadership role on the House Judiciary Committee because of allegations that he sexually harassed several women. President Trump has broken with Republican Party leaders and registered his support for Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore in Alabama. Several women say Moore hit on them and in some cases sexually assaulted them when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s. The Iowa media company Meredith is buying Time Inc. for nearly $3 billion. The deal is underwritten by an affiliate owned by the Koch brothers. It's 7:02 on XR. Not a great day for Chicago sports teams. The Bears lost at home to the Eagles 31-3, and the Bulls lost to the Heat at home. It was 100-93. Sunny today, high in the low 60s, breezy tonight and upper 40s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a chance of light afternoon rain and a high in the upper 50s. Chilly right now, 39 at the lake, 36 at Midway, and 32 degrees at O'Hare.
Terry of Niles wrote me, Lynn, if you're not supposed to talk about politics, religion, money, what's a polite girl to talk about? That's going to be answered on Lynn's Bin coming up at 7:15 this morning.
A little late for the Thanksgiving rush, but plenty of time for the holidays ahead.
There's plenty of time to use this information wisely or not. 7:15 this morning, Lynn's Bin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.